With the kids back in school, fire drills are once again part of the routine. Captain Kenny Aslin with the West Bend Fire Department says the drills are held monthly at each school.
And actually once a year, the fire department at each school goes and actually witnesses one of those fire drills. So they go for time and try to be orderly. And hopefully over a course of how many ever years someone's in a school, if there is ever a fire, then the children will exit orderly. The teachers are really good about making sure to keep track of all their students, that all the students know where the meeting place is. It's one of the things we preach.
Aslin says it's important to have a meeting spot for emergencies, whether it's for your class or your family. Efforts continue in Dodge County to place two violent sex offenders. The saga to place 31-year-old Jonathan Miller and 59-year-old Robert Larson Jr. has been going on for a couple years now. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the only thing he's allowed to do is investigate possible residences for their placement. Larson will be back in Dodge County Court for a hearing on September 20th, and Miller has a review hearing on October 6th. Both are still being held at the Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center. Washington County officials are still looking for a possible residence for 61-year-old Terry Olson, who is also eligible for release from Sand Ridge if an appropriate placement can be made. And now you're up to date on WIBD.